Good morning. It's 8:13. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Big event coming up on Monday, November 19th. Celebrity dinner hosted by the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation. And I don't know if you can get a better celebrity speaker that's from here as what's going to be happening that night. And joining us to talk more about it with the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation, Bradley Hicks. Bradley, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having us on, Tom.
Thanks for coming in. Also, Doug Mustaine. Doug, good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in with us. Let's talk a little bit about the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation. And really, it's kind of sad that organizations like this are necessary, but it's happened all over the state of Illinois. And part of it's because we're in the state of Illinois. But Doug, you've been around since the inception of the Public Schools Foundation. Talk about a little bit about the impetus behind the whole thing.
Well, it's interesting you say that because that really was the motivation for starting it. And Ray Kimball was one of the kind of outspoken people that kind of pushed it over the top, and he was our former Knox County State's Attorney and then also the coordinator for many, many years for the junior high soccer program. But he and Butch Klein and myself were standing outside the high school after a booster club meeting. The community had just passed a referendum to increase taxes for the school district. And so we thought everything was just going great. So just a couple years later, the athletic director comes in and announces that they're going to need $40,000 more to keep everything going, or they're going to have to cut some sports. So we're outside talking, and Ray says, you know, our church has this not-for-profit, and maybe we should try to do something so there's an independent body that can raise money and try to keep programs going and help the kids out. So that's where it started.
Yeah, and it ended up being, I mean, because first it was athletics, but then it got to be other things within the school that, you know, had to do with academics and teaching positions of that it made it tough. So it's kind of sad, again, that organizations like this are necessary, but you guys have been doing a great job over the years.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, a big event coming up. Now, in the past, for several years, one of the big fundraising events was the duck races, which was a lot of fun. The community loved it, but it was also something that cost a lot of money to do. So now you've kind of gotten away from that and doing different things. Bradley, tell us a little bit about the celebrity dinners and kind of the idea behind that.
Well, the celebrity dinner is, this will be the first one. It'll be, we're going to do them year after year, hopefully. And one of our board members, Mark Wilson, came up with the idea of inviting what we think is one of our biggest celebrities in town, Jim Sundberg, who is a professional baseball player, as most listeners know, played for the Chicago Cubs, Texas Rangers, Milwaukee Brewers,
and I think Kansas City Royals
and the too. Royals.
Yeah,
that,
being didn't a Cardinal
the Royals
fan, I remember
beat
that.
The Cardinals
yes,
in that World
yes,
Series.
I yeah.
I think that's why I forgot that one. But we're gonna bring Jim in and have him tell his story about what it meant to grow up in Galesburg. Some of the people that helped him get to where he was, or where he is now.
Really. Yeah, and I don't think that. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know that there's a bigger celebrity that's from here than Jim Sundberg. Of course, he went on and he worked as a broadcaster for the Rangers and worked in their front office for a while too. And I know he's got a book out too. So was he? Because I don't. It doesn't seem like he gets back and gets around necessarily all that much. Was it very hard, or was he pretty willing to come do it?
He's been very easy to work with. Everything that we've asked for him to do, he's done. He's actually sending several copies of his book that he and his wife, Janet, wrote that will be for sale, and he's going to autograph all those for the folks that want to buy them. He's been over backwards, don't you think, Doug?
Oh, yes. I mean, and he even comes up with ideas and just really into it. And it's not going to be his standard presentation. It's kind of designed just for Galesburg. So we're all really excited and looking forward to this.
One of the things he did, which you can find on the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation Facebook page, is the video that he did about the event, which is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, that is real good. And I've shared that on my personal Facebook page, and I know a lot of our fellow board members have done the same. And I think it's going to be a great night. I really encourage everybody to buy tickets. And not only will we have a good dinner at the Knights of Columbus, and you'll be able to hear from Jim and hear his story, but you'll also be able to help the children in our community, which is very, very important.
Absolutely. Bradley Hicks, Doug Mustaine with the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation joining us here this morning. So the event itself, Monday, November 19th, Knights of Columbus, it'll go from about 6 to 8. How can people get tickets to help out?
There's two ways that you can do that. You can go to eventbrite.com. Once you're on eventbrite.com, you just put in Galesburg, Illinois, search for events, and you just start typing Sunberg, and it'll pop up. And you can do that if you're computer savvy. If you would rather have your tickets picked up at Will Call, you can mail a check for $30 per ticket to the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation, and the address is P.O. Box 687, Galesburg, Illinois 61401. Again, P.O. Box 687. So either way, or you can track down one of the board members, and we'll certainly help you.
Yeah, just a little bit. What, a couple dollar charge if you do it on Eventbrite? It's not a big deal there. But
yeah, I don't even think it's a couple dollars. It's just a little bit more.
It's pretty,
it's pretty reasonable.
Yep. So again, the event is coming up Monday, November 19th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Have ticket sales been pretty brisk so far? Or
It could be better.
Okay.
There's still a few left, so you need to get them before they go.
Yeah. And obviously, there's a limited number of seats available because the venue is only so big. But you'd love to sell out though too.
We'd love to sell out because the more tickets that are sold, the more money we'll raise, and the more we can do for the community. I mean, we've raised and contributed over $600,000 since the inception of the foundation, and then with the Mustang Pool and the White Golf Gym, that was $1.8 million. So we've done a lot of good, and this will help us continue our work.
And let me ask you, Doug, over the years of all that money that's that the Public Schools Foundation has helped with, how does that work with the district? Do you discuss with the board needs and try to raise money for particular needs, or you just continue to raise funds, and then whatever they need, they will ask for money? Or
We have a program where teachers or administrators can submit an idea and a business plan of how they're going to do this and why it's necessary. And then they definitely have to have the approval of their principal, and then we consider it and try to help out the best we can.
Yeah, and that's like I said, over $600,000. That is a lot of help over the years. But and obviously, we'd like to do more though.
Absolutely, well. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's always more need than there are dollars, but that we've definitely been able to have a major impact on the school system and the children.
Absolutely. And again, the event is Monday, November 19th, 6 to 8 p.m., Knights of Columbus here in Galesburg. You can go to Eventbrite to find your tickets or find any of the Public Schools Foundation members. Or what was the address again?
P.O. Box 687, Galesburg, Illinois 61401. So P.O. Box 687.
And just $30 if you do it that way. And again, we would love to get this event sold out. And you're going to hear a great speaker, Jim Sunberg, a Galesburg native. And it'll be really interesting. As Doug you said, it's kind of geared toward Galesburg in this event.
Yeah, he's going to tell a story about how growing up in Galesburg, the people that influenced his life helped him get to where he was.
Absolutely. Anything else we need to know about the event? And
one quick thing, if you do mail in your request, we're going to have Will Call for your tickets. You will not get the tickets back in the mail. When you come to the Knights of Columbus on that day, you'll just give your last name and we'll hand you your tickets.
And I know maybe somebody can't get to the event or somebody would like to help and can't get I mean, I'm sure you would take a monetary donation any time of year. How would somebody go about that?
I can't remember turning one down.
I can imagine that's happened, right?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe kind of the same thing with the same address or...
Either the same address. You could just simply, if you would like to make a donation or unable to come to the event, just put a note on there just saying this is a donation for the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation. And we gladly accept it, of course.
We, you never know. Like the Richardson Readers Program. Dorothea Richardson was a teacher at Silas Willard, first grade teacher, and she passed away, and her family gave us a pretty sizable amount of money, but really no direction as to what to do. So what we did was get a number of first grade teachers to form a committee and decide what would help these kids the most. And they came up with this project, which we've now been doing for a lot of years, of books, both fiction and nonfiction, that kids read in the first grade. And if they finish everything, they get a little award and get recognized. But it's been a very good program. But that's just an example of what happens. You know, we get a donation, then we try to figure out, okay, what can we do here?
Yeah, and I guess, like you said, thinking long-term like that, and that's why it's great having the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation or even an organization like the Galesburg Community Foundation, which can help you maybe set up an account like that for the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation, mm-hmm. if you want to think long-term, you know, kind of leaving a legacy and helping out. So, again, Monday, November 19th, it's at Knights of Columbus, but get your tickets ahead of time, and it's going to be a great event. Jim Sumber will be the speaker, the celebrity dinner, sponsored, hosted by the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation, again, Knights of Columbus, and you can get your tickets, and, well, should be a great night, and again, it's all for a great cause.
It's a great cause. There's a lot of different programs that the foundation helps, and, you know, without the support of the community, we simply couldn't do it, so we're very thankful for everything the community has done in the past and look forward to the support for this event.
Bradley Hicks, Doug Mustaine, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and thanks so much for what you guys do for our community and our school district.
Well, thank you very much.